Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Joe. May I speak with John Jossman?
This is he.
Mr. Jossman, good afternoon. My name is Joe, and I hope you're having a great day. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting a very short survey, and I was wondering if you could share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your answers are confidential, okay? I'll be brief, okay? Now, sir, Mr. Jossman, if you don't mind me asking, sir, the first question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president? Definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
No, I definitely would vote. Why wouldn't I vote? That's my right as a citizen of the United States. Aren't you going to vote?
I do. That's my right. That's the right of every American citizen. Okay.
Yeah.
Now
they want to give that right this right to a bunch of illegal immigrants, which I have a problem with.
Okay.
You know,
what is
they can
your
go back
age,
to living in a mud hut.
What is your
my
age?
My age doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Moving forward, so I can get you back. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yeah, are you white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
African-American. I am more African-American than you can possibly get.
You're African-American?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
I'm extremely motivated. I'm a 10 all the way. If there was a 20, I'd make it 20.
Okay, Mr. Jossman, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I don't disclose that, although it's public information. You know, listen, I vote against idiocy. That's what I vote against.
Okay.
I vote
okay.
for people that make sense, and I vote against idiots.
Okay, moving forward to the next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you. Please allow name two, okay? Improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, health care costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Where do you want me to start? I don't understand.
Can you pick two of the following issues that are most important to you in next year's congressional?
Repeat them?
I'm sorry?
I'll tell you where to stop. Go ahead and repeat them.
Okay. Improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice. I'm sorry?
I said absolutely not. Go ahead.
Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Gun regulation and reform. Crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting our democracy and freedoms, and protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, healthcare.
How many do I have to rank?
Two.
Yeah, border security.
Okay, moving forward so I can get you back today. I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Oh, yeah. They are fantastic.
Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve, 100%.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse. It's the worst it's been in a very long time. It's the worst it's been since the 80s.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, they're getting much better.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say
never.
Very often?
Never.
Not at all. Okay. And
never.
How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, not at all.
Let me ask you a question. How do you identify?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a man, sir. I'm a man.
All right. So am I. I got no problem
okay.
with this category.
Okay. I'm sorry. The survey is verbatim. I got to read everything. If not, you know. Okay. So moving forward.
You can't get in trouble.
Well,
the survey.
Yeah. It's a, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned.
I'm concerned
not
about my rights being rolled back 100%.
So would you say you're very concerned or somewhat concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Okay. Now, sir, Mr. Joffman, I'm going to read you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Johnson,
you
may go ahead.
I need to open a cold beer in a couple of minutes with some friends. So I have to ask you, how much longer is this?
Sir, I'll be honest with you, about 10 more minutes. I'll read fast.
No.
I promise you I'll read fast.
Go.
Huh?
I gotta go.
Give me 5 minutes then. Give me 5. Okay?
All right, make it quick. Make it quick.
Okay. Now.
Did you get paid by the complete ones at the deal?
Yes. Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna read you from 0 to 100. The National Rifle Association or NRA.
100%.
Tim Scott.
100%.
Joe Biden.
0.
Donald Trump.
100%.
Black Lives Matter.
0.
Cornel West.
0.
The Republican Party.
Not going to answer that one.
Okay. And the Leadership Conference and Human Civil Rights.
0.
Moving forward, sirs, I can get you back to you today. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates for independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? Or other?
Yeah. You didn't put DeSantis in there. What's the problem?
DeSantis?
Your survey is skewed. Cornel West? Come on. You put
Cornel
West,
Biden. Joe Biden or
no.
Donald Trump?
You're going to give me 3 choices?
That's
Trump.
What's on the survey, like I said. Or you Trump. Could, other. You could pick other.
Trump,
okay. Moving forward. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried.
Not worried at all.
Not worried at all?
I don't think it exists.
Now, I'd like you to, I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Absolutely not.
Do you disagree with this?
Yes.
Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Disagree.
America's diversity makes it stronger. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
That's true.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Say it again.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Absolutely.
And the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, now moving forward. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B. Some people say America's strength is diversity. That we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Statement A. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today.
This question is loaded. I'm not going to answer it.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means you somewhat agree. And a 0 means you do not.
I got a question for you. Who's paying for the survey?
I am not aware who's paying for the survey, sir. I am not
aware.
Well,
what company?
The company I work for, you could look it up on the web, sir. It's called National Opinion Surveys.
Okay, so National Opinion Survey was hired by whom to do this particular survey?
I do not have access to that. And, sir, I'm right now, I'm at 75% finished of this. So I'm going to read
I'm
going to
hang up because I can't get the answer to the questions.
I don't have it, sir. I really, Mr. Johnson, I don't have that answer. I do. Oh, okay. Hey, Gomez, I got this guy at 72% because I did not want to answer who was paying for the service. I don't have that information, sir. I'm sorry, I don't have access to that information.